At this time each week, I air what I call Words and Music, where I talk with artists about their new releases and we listen to them so that they can still share them with you even though they're not able to tour. And this morning, it's Paul Thorne and his new song, It's Never Too Late to Call, single from an album that'll be released in the next few months. Paul wrote the song for his late sister, Deborah, and you'll hear even 2 years later talking about her made him cry. But it wouldn't be a Paul Thorne conversation without a lot of laughs, too. You'll hear about the song, but first I wanted to learn a bit about Deborah. I said I knew she was his big sister, and I asked him to tell us about her.
My sister that died, she actually has an identical twin that's still alive. So it's Charlotte Faye and Deborah Kay. That was their names. And one of them married a guy's last name was Brown. And the other one married a guy's last name is Green. Isn't that crazy? But anyway, Deborah was a musician like me. She played piano. And when I was a kid, I looked up to her. And I would go in her room while she was fixing her hair. And I had a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket and two little sticks. And that was my drum. And I would ask her to come in the living room. And she would play the piano. And I'd beat on that Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. And it was sort of like a little band we had. And she was just a real sweet girl. And when we were adults, when I'd be out on the road, she's an insomniac and she would be up like she couldn't sleep. So after shows or anytime it was late and I wanted somebody to talk to, I could call her. And she would always say, at the end of our conversation, she'd always say, just remember, I love you and it's never too late to call. And that just stuck in my head. And then when cancer hit her out of nowhere, I mean, it came so fast, she literally did not spend even a whole day in hospice. She stayed a half a day in hospice. The cancer just knocked the wind out of her sails so quickly, which was sad, but I'd rather her go quickly than suffer for a long time. But anyway, you know, that song, after she passed, I just kept thinking about her saying, just remember, I love you, and it's never too late to call. The song just poured out, because when we were sharing our conversations, sometimes we would laugh together and other times we would cry together. You know, just like everybody that's watching this, everybody has demons, you know, and it's good to have somebody that you can relate to and you can talk to without any judgment, and they're your blood too. And so it's a good thing. There's some of her memory in almost this whole record. I mean, it's not every song's not about that, but there's something about the way we shared together and the spirit of it. This new record, it has the spirit of It's Never Too Late to Call all the way through it. I'm kind of bummed out, though, because I recorded the record in January, and I was going to put it out in July, but there's really not a productive way to put a record out right now, because you can't tour, you can't promote it, you can't do the things you normally have to do. So it's going to be over in 21 sometime before I put it out, because I don't want it to not have a chance of being heard. It's one of my better songs, but like anything like that, it came with a price. That's why it turned out as well as it did, is it cost me. It wasn't free. I had to get my heart broke by losing my sister, you know?
I thought about that when I watched the video. It's in black and white. You're all alone on a stool. I wondered what you wanted to convey to us.
Exactly what you just said. I wanted to be like I was all by myself. No bells, no whistles. I don't want to put any guitar solos. I just want to turn the lights down low and sing the song and then put her picture right at the very end of it so that she'll be remembered for a long time.
It points up a sad irony of the song that it's not true that it's never too late to call.
Yeah, but it's true that that's what she said, and we should all be as given enough in our friendships to tell our friends that. Even if you go to bed at 9 o'clock, if your good friend needs you, you get up at 11 and talk. It don't mean you ain't asleep, but if you love them enough, you'll get up and talk to them. And if they're phone solicitors, you tell them to go to hell.
speaking of hell, I read your sister's obituary, and it said that her life centered around the church, and you've talked often about how you left the church, or at least your father's church. Was that ever a source of tension between the two of you?
No. When I left home, you know, I went out into the broader world and I got to go to other countries and I met people that didn't pray to Jesus. They prayed to some other God. And for me, I had this, just for me, I had my own awakening that what people believe in tends to be dictated by whatever culture you're born into. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when I went over and saw other people praying to other gods with the same sincerity, I realized that I don't know what I thought I knew. I'm an ignorant human being, and I'm not going to know what's on the other side of life until I die. And so I can't really grab into anything claims to know. I don't have that kind of confidence. And I think actually to claim you know, it's almost arrogant to me. Now, my sister, she was never that way. She didn't push anything on me. She just enjoyed singing in church. She enjoyed the fellowship with the people. And she got a blessing in church. And she was a blessing to others because she was a giver. And so everybody wins. Just because I'm not a part of it anymore, it's not that I have any disdain for it. I love it. I still go to church every once in a while and see my friends and hug their necks. But to say that I buy into everything they believe, I can't say that. But I can say I believe in them. I love them, the people.
The obituary also said that she was part of the singing Thorn family. Did you guys have a singing group when you were young?
Yeah. Yeah, it started out, it was my sister, my two twin sisters, and two other teenage girls. And they were called the Junior Etts. And I played a snare drum. Because by that time, I had got moved up from a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket to a real drum. And so, yeah, there was a real group. And then also, in addition to that, my father and my mother, we had a family group, too. It was my father, my mother, Charlotte, Deborah, and me. We had that, too. So I grew up in all these different incarnations of musical groups. And it really served me well in life, because once I became a professional musician, I was already trained on how to be one because I grew up singing in church, and it's not much different because when you get up on stage, it's you're trying to give those people something that they can take with them and bless them in their life. Whether it's secular music or gospel music, you're still trying to make them people feel good and comfort them.
The sentence about the singing Thorn family also said that it included her now world famous baby brother, Paul. I wondered if you wrote that.
No, I did not. I did not write that. I'm not world famous. Justin Timberlake is world famous. I'm regionally known. I'm not the greatest. I'm just the goodest.
you get a lot more airplay on WMNF than Justin Timberlake ever has.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, I'm thankful for that. Getting on the radio anywhere anymore is hard, getting harder and harder. So WMNF, boy, they really put me on the map over in Tampa. And that's something I'll never forget. Thank you. And you know what? Thanks for your friendship down through the years.
Well, thank you. It's always a treat to talk with you. And I hope you can safely tour again before too long. And that makes me wonder, since you lost your sister, what do you do, you know, before the touring stopped late at night? You have that line in the song about when you can't turn off the voices in your head. So what did you do after that?
Well, I just had to suck it up, as they say. You know, life, sometimes there ain't an easy option. I had to feel the pain. I still feel it. I still feel it. I'm not whining and crying. I'm just describing. I don't know if I'll ever be over it completely, but I just have to get up in the morning and continue on. That's what she would want me to do, you know?
You sing, "You Can Feel Like the Sparrow Who Has Fallen." There's a gospel song about the eyes on the sparrow.
That's right. Yes, I took that. That's a common phrase I've heard all my life. The song says, "His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." That's a beautiful line. But in my song, I said, the whole first verse says, "Some nights I get intoxicated to forget about what's wrong. If you feel like a sparrow who has fallen, you are not alone." It's about that.
And I know that that's how she made you feel, but maybe you're also doing for us what she did for you. You're singing to us.
That's right. I'm singing to everybody. because we all feel lonely at times and we all need somebody to talk to. And find that person, and if you find them, be good to them.
But in a way, even if we can't figure out who that person might be, you're being that person for all of us.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hoping for. And I hope that people will hear the song and share it with everybody else, you know, because it's always going to be a need. It's always going to be a need for it, always.
I can see this is emotional for you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That's all right. That's all right. It's, you know, that's what it is. It is what it is. Ain't nothing wrong with feeling what you feel. It's bad when you don't let it out. I just look forward to this being over so I can see y'all again. And one of the things I really miss, I'm kind of known for this, is after the show, I go out in the crowd and I hug people's necks and I shake hands. And, man, that pays in so many ways. It pays in so many ways. And I hope that when people see me do it, they'll do it when I'm not there.
Get intoxicated to forget about what's wrong. If you feel like a sparrow who has fallen, you are not alone. When you're wearing concrete shoes at the bottom of a lake, and it feels like your heart can't take another.
Paul Thorne, it's never too late to call. Very grateful to him for sharing his sister and sharing that song with me. That was lovely speaking with him.